Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air. Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Come on, kids, let's go.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
It is the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast, episode 44. Producer Gary is on vacation. My best friend Hawes is here, and we brought in some backup. My good buddy Carlos. Say hey.
Hey.
How you been, Carlos?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Good. So Carlos is an Uber driver, and we're going to do like a whole segment about you and your Uber drivering later.
Nice.
Your Uber drivering. Because I have so many questions for you. I'm hearing stories about people like delivering babies in Uber cars and things like that. So
I got some real good stories for you.
I bet, man.
First things first, can we not talk about hockey?
Yeah, F it. I don't care.
Okay. I do care, but...
No, I care, but I'm also looking forward to shaving at the end of tomorrow night.
Well, okay. That's probably why we shouldn't talk about it. It's a really hard time to be a Blues fan. We've got one more game. Not many people are very confident in our team right now.
I will say two things. One, it's telling when after game six, Pang and Chase put out a poll that says game seven, who you got? And everybody picked us to lose.
I saw that.
And second is every year you think that there's no way that they can break your heart in a worse fashion
and they come
than
up
they
with
did the year before, and they find a new way to stick it in you even worse.
It's like almost like they're getting creative.
It is the world's worst abusive relationship.
It is. It's like being in an emotionally abusive relationship, especially, you know, people like you and I, and especially you who are the maddest about things right now, are the ones who have really been the fans the longest.
Oh, dude, I'll cheer tomorrow. Like, I'll cheer my head off.
Yeah.
I've been called a fair weather fan so many times over the last 12 hours, and I admit, I'm completely bipolar during the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm high during the wins and lows during
right.
the losses, but
yeah.
I can't take it anymore. I can't take it with this team.
Carlos, do you follow hockey?
Just in the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah. So for about a week a year.
But I really think we're going to get it tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I hope so, man.
It's got to happen. I mean, this sucks for so long, and I think it's going to be a good game, and we're going to.
Nobody wants it more than the fans do. I will say it was really funny. We all watched the game together, game six at my house Saturday night. And, you know, sports fans are just complete head cases. We were, like, freaking out if, like, they scored a goal and somebody wasn't sitting in the right spot.
Yep,
and then
right,
it's like,
yep.
Everybody sit back in your same spots. Now do this. Now get up.
Right. Yeah, there's so many odd superstitions and rituals, and I follow them all. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'll wear the same. Like, if I know they won and I was wearing all this stuff,
I'll wear it
all again.
I got up and changed my shirt halfway through the game. I'm like, wait, I know why we're not winning.
Oh, Kelly.
I just, you know.
You got to keep that shirt on.
The thing that kills me.
I didn't take it off.
Okay.
I switched my shirts.
All right. Yeah,
there were children there.
Okay.
There were children there. So we're not going to talk about hockey.
No.
We're going to wait and see
we'll
how that plays out. You know that we want the best for the Blues, and we'll see how that goes. But, you know, the one thing that we haven't had a chance to talk to you guys about because, you know, we're only on the air 2 days a week. I wish we were on the air 5 days a week because when something as big happens as Prince passing away, you know, I'm not home with anybody during the day. So I have nobody to talk to. And so it's natural for me to just want to turn on my microphone and talk to the listeners. But losing Prince was a really hard one this week. Where were you guys when you found out?
I was working. And I saw the CNN bulletin that said police were on the scene at Paisley Park and there was a reported fatality.
And I knew immediately.
And my first thought was, oh no.
Yeah, he's gone.
Because I knew he had been sick.
Right.
And then about 2 hours later, the rumor started coming. And Prince is very tightly intertwined in the radio community in Minneapolis.
Okay.
So I called a friend of mine who works at Minneapolis Radio and I go, tell me this isn't true. And he's like, dude, I can't tell you right now.
Right.
Like, you just told me all I need to know. And then 20 minutes later, TMZ reported it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so actually I was at work too when this happened and somebody at the office came up and told me, and like I said, I heard he was sick too.
Yeah.
And I was like devastated.
Yeah.
You know, like, I knew he had, like, evidently had some kind of cold or something what was going on. Well, but it was just like a lot of stuff flying around.
His private plane made an emergency landing last Saturday in Moline, Illinois, coming back from Atlanta from a show.
Okay.
Now, TMZ has now also reported that at that time, it was reported that they landed the plane because he was having a horrible case of the flu. But that's only 45 minutes from home.
You would keep going.
Yeah.
And he checked himself out after 3 hours.
Well, supposedly, he was given a save shot
upon
landing on the tarmac, which is what you give someone when they've overdosed on an opiate.
So the rumor right now is that he was addicted to opiates, which are painkillers.
Yes.
Which is just really, really sad because these Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson and Prince, like for people like us in our, you know, late 30s, these are our Elvises. These are our Beatles. Yeah. And we shouldn't be losing them at this rate. No. I mean, somebody wrap Madonna in bubble wrap quick because...
For real.
You know, when you hear Merle Haggard kick the bucket, nobody's exactly surprised. Mm-hmm. But when a 57-year-old man who's very healthy, he seemed to take care of himself great, you know, dies, it's a complete tragedy because we'll never get to hear this music live again.
No.
Right.
What was your favorite Prince song?
Let's see.
Because I'm going to play all Prince music this show.
As you should.
Man, it's so
There's
many.
There's so many.
But... Hey, it was on the tip of my tongue the other day.
My favorite.
Oh, I'll Die for You.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
My favorite is Get Off. And not just because it's a naughty song, but I love the dance beat to it.
Right. I mean, you're asking me to pick between my children.
Yeah.
It's 1999, Let's Go Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pussy Control.
Yeah.
Purple Rain.
Yes.
Little Red Corvette, Raspberry Beret. Like, I'll just keep naming them.
Right. Yeah. And I think what was so cool about Prince was that nobody could put him in a category, like neither with his music or with him as a person.
Right.
Because with his music, it's like, well, are you rock? Are you R&B? Are you pop? You know,
and the answer to all of that is yes.
And then it's like, are you black? Are you white? Are you gay? Are you straight? Well, know, and he never had to answer to anybody for that. We just loved his music. And I think that people like him and Michael Jackson, I just think that they're born with so much genius that it's hard for them to function in society with the rest of us morons.
The thing with Prince that he has, in my opinion, above and beyond Michael, is Michael Jackson was a phenomenal singer and a phenomenal dancer.
Yeah.
Prince was both of those. Prince is also one of the best guitar players that no one ever puts in the top 10 list.
You're right. You don't ever hear his name come up.
One of the best quotes that's been circling around since his death was, I forget how many years ago it was, somebody asked Eric Clapton, what's it feel like to be the world's best guitar player? And his answer was, I don't know. Go ask Prince.
That's amazing. I didn't know that because Eric Clapton is the name that always comes up first. And so we're actually going to go to break here in a second, but I want to play a little bit of Let's Go Crazy as we leave because, you know, again, there's something about these people that are born with their genius that is so like prophetic that when Prince begins his song, Let's Go Crazy, everybody was posting the lyrics talking about the afterlife because that's what he talks about in the beginning of it. But what we didn't know at that time was that he had died in his elevator.
Yep.
And he talks about the elevator in the beginning of this song. And he wrote this song, what, 25 years ago?
Oh, man, easily.
30 years ago? And so for somebody, you know, 30 years ago to pen a song about what it's like in the afterlife and about dying and how beautiful it is, and then to reference an elevator, and then 30 years later, you die in your own elevator.
Yeah.
Right.
Crazy stuff. So we are definitely going to miss Prince. We are going to play a little tribute to him, listen to this, and we'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Show.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun, day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking them how much of your time is left, ask them how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than the afterworld. This life,
Kelly Mano Show. The older she gets, the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Back once again.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Would help if I turn these microphones on. The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Loot Crate, which is, you know, ladies, our guys are sometimes into things that we aren't. It might be things like, I don't know what, Star Wars?
Yeah.
Star Trek?
Yeah.
Things like that. And there's a way to show the man in your life some appreciation for that without having to watch all of them. And it's through Loot Crate, which is a monthly subscription shoebox that comes to your husband, your nephew, your grandsons. And I mean, there's girls who like this stuff too.
That's true.
So it's a monthly subscription that comes to your house, and every month there's a different like surprise inside.
It's true.
So what was in Haas loved his t-shirt this month.
Yeah, this month the big surprise was there was going to be, all they would tell you was a David Bowie wearable item. And what everybody got was a Labyrinth t-shirt, which was awesome.
Which is apparently cool. I didn't know what it was. Like, it was a unicorn and God, I'm not sure. But again, Loot Crate doesn't really appeal to me, but it appeals to people like Haas. And if you use our special link, you get 15% off. So if you have somebody in your life that you think would like to do this, it's like $20 a month and there's no contract. You can do it for 1 month, 3 months, 6 months. But you have to go to lootcrate.com/Kelly Mano. That's Loot Crate, LOOTCRATE.com/Kelly Mano. You are listening to the Kelly Mano Podcast. We are on episode 44 here with Haas and my buddy Carlos.
You know what this song makes me think of?
It's called Get Off, so I probably don't want to know.
No, this is great. This was another like screen capture from the internet of this week.
Yeah.
It was a conversation between a grown-up and a kid. And this grown-up had posted this whole thing about being devastated that Prince was dead.
Right.
And the kid goes, "Who is Prince?" And the answer was, the guy who had the soundtrack to your mom and dad making you.
Oh,
Prince,
yes.
Is 33% your dad.
Yeah. I loved the girl on my Facebook who was, she's like 19, and she's like, right after he died, she's like, "Good job to the asshat that pulled down all the Prince music because he died." I'm like, yeah, honey, you are so stupid. I'm like, yep. He was so protective of his catalog and
everything. That's the whole reason he went to the symbol for like 10 years. And
right. It was a big dispute with his record label, yep, and things like that. So playing my favorite song by Prince right now. And Haas, we got an email from our buddy Guillermo.
Yeah.
So Guillermo works at ipoopyou.com. And every time that somebody makes us really, really mad, we send them poop in the mail. And so last week, a reporter for the, I don't even know if you can call her a reporter, the New York Daily News, yeah, Kate Feldman, wrote this terrible article, a really inaccurate article.
She got duped.
Yeah.
Plain and simple, she got duped.
She used a couple of sources from Twitter and...
Always reliable.
Yeah, exactly. My pig has a Twitter page.
What? Okay. It's true. So does my dog. Twitter's like one step below Wikipedia.
Twitter is like one step below like a drunk friend at a bar telling you something.
Yes.
And so she took this and ran with it and wrote this horrible article that the St. Louis Cardinals fans were taunting Jason Hayward with the N-word. It wasn't true. She has not apologized. She has not retracted her story, despite the fact that every audio source cannot find these alleged taunts. And so we ordered goat poop on the air last week. It was $100 worth.
Yep.
And so I got an email from Guillermo, and it says, "Dear Kelly, I just dropped off your package." I feel like I need to talk in his accent. "I just dropped off your package at UPS. I gotta say, this is probably the freshest goat poop we have ever worked with. I bet Kate will be delighted with the contents of her box. Please,
amazing.
Please find below the tracking number for your order." And he also posted a photo and a note that says, "Kate Feldman, here's what we think about your journalism skills. Love the proud Cardinals fans."
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yep. So that's, I'm going to put a picture of that at kellymano.com later today.
Tag me on it.
Yeah. You want me to tag you? Especially, yeah, if you, because a lot of people helped chip in on this. And I'm already watching the clock like tick, tick, tick until I start getting the comments from the Cardinals fans who are like, "We're too classy for this."
Oh, blow it out your ass.
Like, you calling me unclassy is not a diss on me. Like, it's, right. You're not telling me, and it's basically telling Carlos that you're black. Like, hey, guess what?
There are times where you don't need to be classy.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, this is one of them. Oh, speaking of classy, we got to talk about something else, too.
Okay.
And we'll get into this. You know what, Carlos? I think we're going to do the Uber thing next break.
Okay.
Because we need to talk about Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan.
Oh, yeah.
Carlos, do you watch morning TV at all?
Not really.
Yeah, because
actually, I'll be at work most of the time, but... If I'm not at work, then I watch it. But I have watched that show before.
Well, so Kelly and Michael, there was a, like, he decided he was quitting the show, and he didn't give her any notice. Like, yeah. She found out at the same time.
The entire network. Like, no one told her.
And he's leaving her for Good Morning America. And then, so the next day, and then the following day, she was absent from the show.
Yep.
And there was a discussion going on in the Facebook group that people were saying, you know, our friend Becker was like, she needs to be professional.
I agree.
And why wouldn't she show up for her job? But you think she should have showed up the very next day?
100%. If you have a problem with how things were handled in an off-air capacity, you deal with that off-air. You don't compromise your show.
But, I mean, number one, she's a woman, okay? We wear our emotions differently than men.
And I agree.
So you can't exactly tell somebody who's very, very hurt to suck it up. And number two, I think for some women, when I think of the things that are important to me in my life, being professional is like number four. Like, there are so many things that come before that.
Yeah.
And my pride and my integrity are one of them. And if I did come on that show, you would not want to know what came out of my mouth, because I'm not going to sit there.
And that's fine. Do that if you wanted to go that.
But then she would lose her show.
Here's one of my favorite quotes in movie history, and it sums up this situation to a T. And it's from Jerry Maguire. And it's when Bob Sugar looks Tom Cruise's character in the face and says, "Hey, man, it ain't show friends, it's show business." And that is exactly what happened. Michael Strahan got offered a lot of money to go to a huge show, and he took it. Kelly Ripa would have done the same thing. Was it handled poorly? Sure it was. But you know what? You're still getting a lot of money to put a TV show on the air 5 days a week. And the only person that you're hurting by staying away from that show is you.
No, you're not. Because, again, she is a woman. And so I think that what the directors and producers would have wanted her to do is to show up, wear a dress, look pretty, and smile, and act like everything's okay. They wouldn't have let her come on the air and give two double middle fingers and say what she really felt.
But by staying away, she's now put herself in a situation where she can be in breach of contract. They can blow her ass out. Bring in two new people, and that show will keep running.
No,
because remember, that show was not called Kelly and Michael. It was Regis and Kathy Lee.
Yeah, but don't. Kelly's been around a long time, and everybody loves her. She would be
and
very
in 5
hard to
minutes, replace. Nobody will care.
No,
that
they
is
would
show
care.
Business.
No,
really?
No, you're wrong. Because anytime.
Ask Drew Carey.
Anytime. Why?
He got to replace Bob Barker.
And he sucks at his job.
He's not that bad. And you know what? The show hasn't faltered a bit.
I think it has, but I think you're wrong.
Those ratings are still high.
Can I put my two cents in?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're like brother and sister. You just got to like separate us sometimes. Get a little closer to that microphone. You got to get
actually,
third date close.
I think Bob Barker was the best.
100%.
And, you know, I don't too much care for Drew Carey. I mean, he's.
But do you watch the show?
The Prize is Right. Yeah, I watch it, but it's like boring.
The
it's
defense rests.
I mean, it's like hit and miss. I'll watch it, but okay. I mean, he's a funny guy. I think he's a funny guy.
The point but is, you watch those shows because of what they are, not who is on them. Now, it's a little different when you're talking about a game show versus a talk show. But the fact of the matter is, there are a million people out there just as qualified, just as funny, and just as lovable as Kelly Ripa who would take her job tomorrow.
Yeah, but... I'm sorry, Michael Strahan, dick move.
It's not a dick move on Strahan's part. It's a dick move on the network.
It's a dick move on his part that they had been partners for 4 years and that he did not clue her into this before the rest of the world found out.
He may not have been allowed to.
It doesn't matter. You let them know. So if you let's say you get a job in you, like your record label moves
sure.
you, Hoss, to L.A. and they're like, we've got this awesome chance for you to move to L.A. and you're going to work at a record label out there, and we're going to give you all this money. And instead of coming to me and saying, hey, Kelly, listen, I got to leave the show, you put it on Facebook and I find out that way, and then we got to do a show the next day.
Yeah.
How is that supposed to work? And, like, you and I, this is a freaking, this is a, like a circus. Like, no, they have a real show.
I think you're looking at it from a friendship angle as opposed to a business angle. Now, if I was leaving you to go co-host another show,
I'd kill you.
Right.
I would slash your tires.
Now, I can tell you right now, when I interviewed for the job I had now, mm-hmm. I didn't tell the company that I was with because I knew straight up that if they knew I was going to look somewhere else, they had to slash my throat and I would have been out of work.
Yeah. I think that telling Kelly and telling the big wigs is two totally different things.
Yeah.
And I think for Kelly, it was a respect issue. And to say that she wasn't professional for showing up, well, go screw yourself. I don't care if I'm not professional. I would rather, you know, not put up with his bullshit in front of America and, you know, be taught to sit and smile and be pretty than to not be able to say how I really feel. But Kelly's coming back tomorrow.
Okay.
So we're going to find out. Do you think they're going to be nice to each other?
I think they'll be cordial.
Do you think that they will rehearse beforehand how they're going to handle it?
No. I don't think you can rehearse that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, everybody's going to be watching the show tomorrow.
And, you know, and look, there's also something to be said that they may have told her, stay away 2 days.
You know, I mean, first of all, taking...
That's part of show business, create a buzz.
Yeah, that's true. Well, oh, did you see that, like, 2 days after this, she was seen walking in New York and she was holding the book David and Goliath in her hand?
That's funny.
Tell me that's not planned. I wish that I was a celebrity and I could do shit like that. I guess it's the same thing as people who are like passive aggressive on Facebook. And
yeah.
I hate those people.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook is like one big passive aggressive suckhole. It's like for everybody who can't say stuff to people's face, instead they're
post
like,
it up.
Yeah, they're like, this jackhole was going 70 miles an hour and didn't use his blinker. And if I had any balls, I would have told him off. But instead, I'm going to take a picture of the back of his car and put it on Facebook.
That's super safe.
Right. Yeah, because you're real tough like that. Carlos, yeah. You got an accident in the car wash today.
Yeah.
Did you take a picture of the lady's car? Are you going to put her on blast?
No, I didn't take a picture of her.
And car. You weren't even in the car, right? Like,
right.
Her empty car hit your car?
Yeah, right.
And your car stopped her car from going
so
out.
So she didn't
Olive.
Put her car in neutral?
Right. Nope, it was in drive.
How dumb do you have to be?
Listen, I have a college degree and I run two businesses, and nothing in the world makes me more nervous than when I have to pull into one of those car washes.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, they're like, this way, that way, this way, that yeah. way. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to do it. And then, like, never fails. I'll go, like, up and over the rail. And listen, there's just some things that I can't handle.
No, I get it, but I mean, how do you get out of your car with it and drive?
Listen, I did that once before. I was at the car wash. I was vacuuming my car out. And I always leave it running in case I need to make like a quick getaway.
Right.
And I was vacuuming.
Were you in a hood or something?
Well, depends on who you ask. I was vacuuming out my car. And all of a sudden, my car door hit me in the head. And I thought, oh my gosh, this wind is terrible. And then I realized, no, my car is rolling backwards.
Awesome.
So... good stuff. Don't act like you're perfect, Hoss.
I'm not.
Just because you're gigantic. You can see like 20 times better than I can. I have like 19 blind spots in every car I sit in.
Yeah.
So
I can't see the stoplights when we pull up if I'm the first car. I have to duck down.
You know what I didn't ever realize? That normal people can see the hood of their car. I had no idea people could do that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I have no idea what any hood of any car I've ever driven looks like. We'll be right back. We're going to talk to Carlos about being an Uber driver. I'm really excited. A little more Prince for you. We'll be right back on the Kelly Mano Show. Hey, remind me of something James used to say. I like them fat. I like them proud. You got to have a mother for me. Now move your big ass around this way so I can work on that zipper, baby. Tonight, you're a star.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is brought to you by our good buddy Tim Melton with Gateway Photo Booth. I wonder if Addison ever gets any nude photos in his photo booth.
Oh, I bet.
You know, like the D pics?
Probably.
I wonder if he saves them.
I've got the girl who took her top off.
Ooh, I know. Every time I go to your house, I see boobs on your refrigerator.
Because it's hysterical. Because it's hysterical because you're like, the first one, she takes her top off and I don't even notice it. And the second one is me like, hey! I'm pointing at her boobs.
Those are boobs. Addison has been running his photo booth since 2009. All photo booths print dual 2x6 strips, black and white or color, ready to go in 15 seconds. Addison does everything from weddings, birthdays, bar mitzvahs, anniversaries, corporate parties, high school reunions, proms, you name it. If you want a good professional photo booth that's going to give you great photos, you have to get in touch with Gateway Photo Booth. You can call them at 314-920-7789, or you can visit their website at gatewayphotobooth.com. As always, if you mention the Kelly Mano Show and tell them that you heard about them here, you can get $50 off your package. That's www.gatewayphotobooth.com. This song is sad as shit.
This song has been played by every band in the world this week.
Yes. I mean, this was already a sad song. Like, when I think of songs that just make me sad for no reason,
yeah,
I think of Purple Rain. I think of Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
If You Don't Know Me By Now is one of them. What Might Have Been, Little Texas. Like, there's this big group of songs that just make girls want to cry for no reason. Yeah. This is one of them. Nothing's Gone as Hard.
It's so good.
I think that we are going to go ahead and end the show with this song instead of the Spice Girls, partially in tribute to Prince and partially selfish reasons, because my ratings are judged by how long people listen to the entire show.
Right.
So I know if I go out with this song, like, you can't turn it off.
Nope. You have to listen to the whole 7 minutes.
You can't. It's 8 minutes, I think.
Well, yeah.
So my national bosses are going to be like, oh, my God, what did you do at the end of the show to make your listeners hang on to the end?
Right.
that's what we did.
I'm not going to tell them. Carlos is here, and Carlos is an Uber driver.
Yes.
Carlos.
That's so awesome.
So, first of all, how long have you been an Uber driver?
Since the day before Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah. So, what month are we in? April? So, eight months, maybe?
Yeah.
6 months? There was a time where Uber was like, okay, creepy serial killer. Okay, this is totally normal to do.
Right.
It was like there was no, like, real in-between time. And so, have you noticed it picked up over the last 6 months or kind of the same?
It's been picking up, but it's so many, like, people that's, like, driving for Uber now that, you know, it's kind of hard to, like,
compete with them.
Right. You know, so, it's pretty cool. I like it. You know, I say out of 700 and some trips, I only had, like, 4 bad ones.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so...
Well, so people download the app on their phone,
right?
And then if you're driving, you turn on your little signal that says you're driving, and you can see people and go pick them up.
Right.
Is there, like, a certain name people can search for you?
Well, actually, no. On their end, it shows, like, a bunch of little cars. So you can select Uber X or Uber XL or Uber Black. So the black car service is more... an upscale vehicle.
That does not mean a black person is driving it.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm just making sure.
Somebody made that comment before, but anyway.
They need to be clear about that
shit. Oh, yeah. Well, it's a black car service, so, but you don't have to be
for
black.
People who don't know what a black car service is, it's like a step down from a limousine. It's like Lincoln Town cars.
Right,
or like high-end sedans.
Because you have limitations on your car. Like, it has to be a certain year old. You have to keep it clean.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the Mano minivan as an Uber driver?
I know, right?
It looks like a homeless person lives in my car. So you have to keep your car clean.
Yeah.
It has to be, inspected? And do they do a background check on you?
Oh, yeah. They do a background check on all the drivers.
Okay.
And they do a real good job of keeping track. So, like, if your insurance is about to expire, they'll send you a message.
Yeah.
And basically telling you that you need to retake the picture of your insurance card. So you can't drive around with expired tags or insurance card or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
And they'll lock it to where you can't drive.
Ooh.
So.
And you guys actually, you get paid pretty well, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're making a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
And you pick when you turn your service on and off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is there a certain number of hours that you have to do a week?
No, you can work one day if you wanted to.
Wow.
I mean, you could work an hour and be done with it. You're your own boss.
And can you pick the neighborhoods you drive in?
Yeah, you can drive, like, if I wanted to drive out here, then I can just do this area. But what I do is I, like, stay in my area, and if it goes off, I'm at home.
Mm-hmm.
It goes off, bam, I'm out the door, and it's, like, constantly picking people up.
Wow.
So it's, like, but more is more towards the weekend is the busiest.
And oh, sure. I'm sure downtown is probably really busy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do the people sit in the front seat with you or in the back?
Well, see, I drive for Uber X and Uber XL. So XL is more like you can get like up to 7 people in your vehicle.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And X is more like a smaller vehicle, which holds like 4 people.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, yes, a person can sit in the front with me, and that's totally fine. But most of the time when it's just like 3 people, they always get in the back.
Stuff in the back.
Yeah.
Right,
sure.
Right.
And are they always nice to you?
Yeah, most of the time people are really nice, you know, and we hold conversations like we pretty much know each other. But I always greet them by saying, well, how's your evening? How's things going? To start a conversation. But sometimes they tell me some of the people, Uber drivers, don't even hold a conversation. But most of them do. But they like us better than taxi drivers.
Well, and by having that conversation, you found out one of the guys you were driving is a St. Louis Blues player a couple weeks ago, right?
Yes, yes.
So do you remember his name? Do you need help?
Yeah.
So you drove Robbie Fabry.
Yeah, eyebrows.
We're not mad at him. He's playing great.
He's playing great.
Yeah. We can talk about him. So
he looks
like
a terrorist right now.
He does with his beard. How did you figure out that he was a hockey player?
Well, it was real cool. We had a conversation. We were talking about, he said something about it happened to his car or something. And
that you said his mirror had gone off, and that's why he was using Uber.
Right. And so I was taking him home, and we were talking about that, and he was saying he was taking Uber, like you said. And next thing you know, he was saying something about he had to go back to Canada in the summer. And I said, oh, okay. And I said, what are you down here for work? And he was pretty much, oh, I'm a hockey player. And I said, are you semi-pro? And he said, no, I actually play for the Blues. And I was like, get out of here,
you
dude.
You said you're not old enough to play pro hockey.
Right. You know, so,
he's really young.
And so we turned around and we took a picture together. And I was telling him about Piggy Smalls.
Right. So then my name came up.
Right. Kelly and Jim. And so it was like pretty awesome. I was like, yeah, I know those guys. And I know the pig and the whole thing.
Awesome.
And it's like red through the locker room.
And he pooped everywhere.
Right. And it was like,
I'm about ready to go poop in that coach's office.
I'm going to poop in a couple lockers too. I really think that I've got, I'm giving Kevin Bacon a run for his money on this whole 7 degrees of separation thing.
Right.
Because I hear that a lot in St. Louis that somebody knows somebody through me, or they figure it out, or something like that. So, but he was a real nice kid to drive.
Oh, yeah,
and
he was really nice guy. And it was just like, and actually, he took my cell phone number too.
Oh yeah,
and he said if he ever needs me again,
That's great.
So you get a lot of like repeat customers.
Oh yeah, and you know, I give him my cell phone number, and I get a lot of people that call back, and they will actually wait on me or give me a heads up a couple days ahead of time, and I'll go back and pick them up.
That's great, man.
Yeah, so.
I love Uber. Yeah. Uber bailed my family out of a jam in New York City.
I've never used it.
The first time I used it was we were in New York right around Christmas 3 years ago, and I had flown my parents up after our end-of-work meetings because they had never been. And we got back from visiting the Statue of Liberty and landed in Battery Park, which is like right next to the financial district, at like 5 till 5 on a Friday. There were no cabs anywhere because everyone was at Wall Street picking up all the brokers and things like that. So we walked easily a mile thinking we got to find a cab somewhere. Nowhere. Walked into a coffee shop and the guy was like, do you have Uber? And I go, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll get you a car. And he pulled him up, and 10 minutes later, there was a car at the Starbucks, and
that's
we hopped
amazing.
In. So it's great. Like, Uber's so amazing.
I need to take one just for fun.
Yeah.
Well, is there a way that people can get in contact with you if they want you to be their Uber driver? I mean, you should be like the official Uber driver of the Kelly Mano Show.
It's true.
And okay. If people want Carlos from the Kelly Mano Show, what's the best way? Can they find you like on Facebook or anything? Or
yeah, they can find me on Facebook.
Is there like an Uber site where they can like find you as a driver?
Well, actually, what I have to do is get some cards made up with a code on there. Mm-hmm. And then once they fill in, you know, go to the app or whatever, yep. And they should be able to contact me directly if they want me to just drive for them.
Well, get those cards made up, yeah, so that we can have you back and promote you. And okay. Yep. I'll give you some of the Kelly Mano Show cards, and you could, yeah, just happen to have the show playing on your radio and people get your card.
I definitely do that.
And you should be like, oh my God, have you guys heard this? The Kelly Mano Show? Yeah. Man, I'm just, see? It's so good. I've never met her, but it's so, she's so funny, and you should start listening. And oh, by
actually,
the way,
what I could do is like get your face on a t-shirt.
Stop it.
And I would like get in a car and drive people around.
Can you put, what if I put my face on the side of your car?
Like that'd be awesome.
Like a big like vinyl decal.
We can have it, yeah, wrapped. Yeah.
Yes, like the rappers do.
Yep.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Yeah. Now, you pick up a lot of fun people, but I assume that there have been some not so fun people that you've picked up.
Oh my goodness.
So like what is maybe the funniest or, you know, worst experience you've had as an Uber driver?
I'm going to tell you the funniest one.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So this happened on a Friday night. Well, actually going into Saturday morning, I get a request over out in Ladue.
Mm-hmm.
And this was on Ladue, actually Ladue Road.
Yeah.
And it was this house that had this huge gated fence. Okay.
Oh, no.
So I pull up and this is like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay? And I'm like waiting on somebody to open this gate. I'm like, what is going on? So I hear this voice, oh my God, oh my God. And I'm looking around to my left and to my right. I don't see anybody. So I look up and it's this girl stuck literally on top of the fence.
On her own gated fence?
No, she was at a friend's house.
Oh.
Or something. But I was taking her home. But anyway, so I'm already short. And I'm getting
so you're
out
not a lot
car
of help.
Right. But she's like really tiny. So I'm like, just like lean over and I'll catch you. Kind of like. And so jeans got hooked to the little pointed thing on the fence.
Oh.
And she was like, my jeans are ripping. My jeans are ripping. And so I'm like, look, you need to calm down and just let yourself
let
come
it happen
over
at this point.
And I would catch her.
The
and
jeans
so
are done.
She. Yeah. She came over, I caught her, and then she like started stumbling all over the place. That's when I knew she was chocolate wasted at the time.
Did she tip you for catching her like Superman?
No, it was no tip involved in this at all.
What? Oh my gosh.
Right. So she gets in the truck. I'm driving down Ladue Road. I turn on Price. I take her home. And I'm telling you, I got her so close to the door. But this house is bigger than the other house.
Okay? Yeah.
Of course.
So I can't even get, I mean, I literally got her so close to the door that I thought I was going to drive my truck up on the side, I mean,
right,
on the porch. Wow. And anyway, so she gets out and I'm thinking she's walking to it. That's the first I say, are you okay? She's like, yeah. So I'm thinking she's walking towards the door. She walks right out in front of my truck, tries to grab the front end, misses it, stumbles sideways and slams right into the car, and then bites it. And so I'm like,
how old is this girl?
She had to be at least 18, 19 years old.
Now, can you pick up kids or do they have to be over 18?
No, you can pick up kids.
Man, kids can like sneak out of their
but
house.
Now Uber is all you pay in advance with a credit card, right?
Like, right.
Because you can't, there's no chance that you're going to get stiffed.
Right. Not at all.
Yeah.
So when she fell, did you help her?
Oh, yeah.
Or did you just laugh? No, I would have laughed.
I would be
the
worst.
I was like,
I would have honked and put my brakes on and laughed. Like, you dumb bitch.
It actually looked like something out of a movie. Then the way she went sideways, it just like, bam, and then hit the deck, you know?
That's great.
So I get out.
I love drunk people.
I get out the truck, and I'm like, I felt so bad because I thought she like busted her mouth or something.
Yeah.
And so I get out the truck and I help her up and she just bulged out crying. My birds are going to kill me. My birds are going to kill me.
I'm surprised her parents were at the door.
Right. So here is, that's not the end of the story.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm holding her and I'm like, calm down. And so the dogs start barking.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay. Now
that's when you're screwed.
Right. And so I'm thinking the parents are going to come out with a gun or something.
And they're
going to
see
me.
You and think that you're right. Like her boyfriend or something.
Well, you know, I'm a brother. I'm cool with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So she started shushing me, and I'm like, don't shush me. That's your dog barking. You know? And so she walks off, and she walks in the backyard, and I'm like, I'm out of there.
Oh, Rich.
So I sent the message to Uber and told them, and they responded and said, good job. Just, it's okay. Oh,
we should ride with Carlos one weekend and do it on Facebook Live.
Or at least you need to have a GoPro.
Yeah.
Something.
I've got one you can borrow. Like, I mean, it's tiny. You could just stick it on your dashboard and then...
God bless wasted white girls.
Did you see the video of the Cub fans in my car and I posted it on live video on Facebook.
No, were they nice or were they mean?
They were nice. I mean, it was all girls and they were pretty much hot.
Oh, okay,
so,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I let that one go because they're hot chicks.
But, yes,
you know,
of course.
But... yeah, they were playing a stupid song, the Cubs gonna win and all this and this, and then they were yelling it out the window to the Cardinal fans, and
yeah.
I had to like put my hat over my face because I'm like, this is totally embarrassing. So
yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, so. I heard on the news not too long ago that an Uber driver had to deliver somebody's baby.
Oh, wow.
They called an Uber driver and said, you know, I'm in labor, I gotta get to the hospital, and they didn't make it, they had to pull over and deliver the baby on the side of the road. So, Carlos, I hope you're prepared for...
maybe I should carry a tarp in my car now.
Yes.
There you go.
Some water and a towel.
Right.
Have you ever had to throw anyone out of your car?
No. Not yet.
You're so nice. I don't see how anybody would be mean to you. Now, Haas and I would be like in a fist fight with one of our passengers in the first week.
Have you ever had someone so hammered that they passed out in the back of the car and you had no idea where to take
them? Oh, yeah. Oh, I have another story to tell
you. Oh, God. And then I have a really great story about a drunk person not knowing where they lived. Go ahead, Carlos. Do yours first.
So I picked these two girls up from Ballpark Village, okay? And
strike one.
Yeah.
And one of the girls was like, well, actually, both of them were pretty hammered. And so they put in the wrong address and had me going way out the way. And so the girl thinking I'm like trying to kidnap her or something, she started freaking out and stuff. And she was like, Mr. Uber driver. And one thing, my name is not Mr. Uber driver, it's Carlos.
And you tell them as soon as they get in the car
name is. Right, right. And so... she put in the wrong address, and so then I was like, okay, well, she's like, I hope we're not going to get charged for this. I'm like, yes, you are. You put the wrong address in, so whatever address you put in, that's where I'm taking you. So anyway, I turned around, went back the right way, and the girl was like, Mr. Uber driver, it's taking us so long to get back. What are you doing? And like,
your mistake.
It's like hitting my ear so hard to where I just wanted to, you know, but I just kept it cool and kept it professional. So I got her back to the hotel.
Unlike Kelly Ripa.
So I offered them some bottles of water. Do you know that they took pretty much, instead of taking a bottle each, they took like two or three bottles.
Ew.
Yeah, that's so shady.
I don't like people like that.
And I'm like, not cool.
We went out, and whenever I was working for Steve in DC, we spent a day at the winery, and it was a long, drunken day. And we had a girl on our show named Riri, who was known for just getting drunk as a skunk all the time. And the limos were going around dropping all of us off at our houses. And Riri was the last one in the car, in the limo, because of where she lived in Illinois. But she passed out in the back of the car. And the limo driver could not wake her up, and she didn't know what her address was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so the limo driver called Steve of Steve in DC, and he's like, yeah, you know, Mr. Steve, he's like... Riri does not know where she lives. I don't know where to take her. At this point, we've driven a lot. And he's like, put her on the phone. So he puts the phone up to Riri's ear. And Steve's like, Riri. And she's like, Steve in DC, what would you like to say to the guys? she thought she was working. And so I think what ended up happening was he had to just drive her back to Steve's house and let her sleep it off. And, you know. But I'm not kidding about going with you sometime.
Okay.
Because that sounds like it would be, you know, it's almost like a ride along with a cop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like an Uber ride along with Carlos.
Yeah.
Is that okay if me and Haas are in your car? Is that allowed, or do we have to get cleared for something?
Might have to get cleared for something. I don't know. We'll work on that. That'll be awesome.
That's amazing. Yeah, because there's a bit in there that like you and I interview his Uber driver people, you know?
So Monday, I'm assuming it's safe to say you're probably going to have to take around some unfortunate Chicago people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, at the Blues game. Yeah. Yeah.
Will it cost me to have you pull up to one,
just give them the finger and then drive,
and then
off.
Drive away. We will pay you double whatever Uber pays you if you pull up and they're in a Blackhawks jersey and you give them the bird and you go, suck it!
And just go, give them the bird and go, nope, and drive off.
That would be amazing.
Oh, yeah, that would be pretty cool. I'd be okay with that.
You would?
Yeah, I would be okay with that.
Can we? Maybe we should go with them.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Will you be driving for the Blues game tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Or yeah, tomorrow night?
Yeah,
it's okay.
It's going to be crazy busy tomorrow.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Okay, please at least don't pick up one Blackhawks fan and tape it for me, and I'll put it on the Kelly Mano Show.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you guys so much for listening this week. Thank you, Carlos, for stopping by. My best friend, Hans, as always, for hanging out with me. We are just going to leave the show here with a little bit of Prince, Purple Rain, and we will see you guys on Thursday. We're having an all-girls show. It is a ladies' show, everything you wanted to know about girls, with my friends, Donna and Angela. So we'll see you then. Thanks for listening.